Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today.
What are you doing? Sucking yourself up?
I'm a bit nervous. Nervous to be back.
Well, you start it.
Okay.
How have you forgot that already?
Okay, well, here we go.
So you don't need to count yourself in because you just do it.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast of Sam Thompson and Pete Wick.
You still have to read it.
It's been a while.
We're literally saying our name.
Okay, so you know how you do the explicit notes?
I'm going to be swearing probably more than ever. If you don't like that. Off. However, I'm no longer drinking.
Yeah. Pete is now off the booze.
I am just having a little bit of time off from drinking. Not forever. Just for a short period of time.
I'm going to be honest, he's angrier than ever. Yep. But it's just, you know when like the get off bit, you know when you've got to shake in bed for a little bit and sweat it out and you're like, ugh, that's where Pete's at now.
Cold turkey.
He's gone cold turkey. So we feel, he's still on the cigarettes, but we feel like we would drag him to the podcast to give him something to do. And as you can tell, he's pretty angry.
Okay, so how have you been? You look fucking awful.
No, I look great. I'm actually feeling really good at the moment. I'm feeling really happy, and we're ready to come at you with some of the things we've been doing to stay relevant in this industry.
You're very presentery today.
It's because I've really given it a go. I've had a lot of practice recently.
But it's not very good.
Hello, everybody, and I am here to explain to you...
It doesn't feel very natural.
All right, well, tell me what to do.
Well, no, just be you. That's the whole point of this podcast. You don't have to be Sam Thompson from Hits Radio. Next up, we've got Beyonce playing Halo.
Well, look, let's talk about what we've been up to. Been apart for quite a long time. Pete's been up to some really fun stuff. Secret stuff, but fun stuff.
Well, I mean, it's not secret, and it wasn't particularly fun either. Just stuff I can't talk about, otherwise they won't pay me. So yeah, I was away doing things, getting paid for, that I want to keep the money for, so I'm not going to talk about it. But pre that, I went on a European bike tour.
Yeah, see, I don't actually care about this one because we've already spoken about Pete and his bikes, but he's still doing them every single weekend.
This weekend, I'm also on a bike rally, so I'm very excited about that. But yeah, I rode from London to Budapest.
Since we did that podcast episode with Zara, which went down very well, by the way, very well indeed.
Did it?
Yeah, you and I got along quite well, didn't you? Because it was news to me you guys didn't like each other. That was a terrifying ordeal.
Well, it wasn't. I told you I couldn't stand her.
Yeah, but that was ages ago. I thought, you know, I didn't realise you couldn't stand her. I thought you were just a little bit standoffish.
Yes, like standoffish as in she's a knob. But it's all changed now and I absolutely love Zara and I prefer her to you. Me and Zara talk without you. It's great. It's normally about you. but yeah, Zara's fabulous. I actually agree with quite a few of the comments because there was quite a few comments saying someone actually wanted to start a petition to get you cancelled off your own podcast that me and Zara could do it.
I did see that. And you said, where can I sign, I believe, underneath.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I was happy to make the, I don't know, what'd you do, like a Just Giving petition or something?
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, yeah. We can just pay you off. me and Zara are fucking great. I think she was a great addition. She's actually very funny. She's very witty, unlike you. Because like I said in the podcast, there is only so many times that you can burp, fart and fall off a chair.
That's not all I bring. I bring so much more than that. You know, I sing.
You don't sing. What makes you funny is the fact that you aggravate people who are funny.
So that's what you need, though. I suck out your banter and your humour.
You more than anything, I think you suck any sort of fun and life in me, and that actually that's what makes me miserable. And I've worked that out since I've stopped drinking. As I've had a little bit of clarity and worked out that a lot of the time I drink because of you. So the biggest test I've had since I've been back and I've stopped drinking is seeing you.
Well, here, have a bit.
And I'll be honest with you, I am not enjoying it. It's a struggle.
Well, is that maybe not because of me and because of our second topic? Because your ex Megan McKenna got engaged.
Yeah, I saw that actually.
How do you feel?
Was fucking months ago.
How do you? Oh, look at that. God, it was months ago. God, that was ages ago.
Well, yeah, what?
Your ex is engaged.
Yes.
They'd only been dating for 5 months. Yes. You were with her for how long?
18 months.
18 months.
But I don't think we actually managed 5 months without splitting up. So I think they're doing well. She seems very happy and I'm very happy for her. She's at the age where people do get engaged.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing.
She's the one who got away?
No.
When you saw the news, were you like, oh, shit?
No, I actually felt really happy for her. It's not like sort of a you and Tiff situation where you can't start to sleep every night. You know, when she got engaged and you're worrying about whether or not, am I going to stand up when they say, has anyone got anything, any reason why they shouldn't happen, all that sort of shit.
Pete, we're talking about you, Peter.
We don't have to.
No, because this is the most recent engagement news, Pete. And look, we've all said she was the love of your life back then.
It's
you know?
Funny how everyone else has said it and not me.
Well,
that seems a little bit.
You did definitely have something. What did?
Yes, a relationship.
There is no way. There is no way you didn't see that news and go, oof.
I'm actually surprised she hasn't been engaged before.
I wouldn't say. I'm actually surprised she hasn't been in touch with me.
No, I'm not surprised she hasn't been engaged before because she's always wanted that, from what I know, and she's been in a number of long-term relationships. But yeah, she seems very happy, so I'm over the moon. Congratulations.
Pete's talking like this is an interview with the Sun. You know, when you do like interview, you're like, well, you know, I don't want to give them anything.
It's because
it's your own podcast.
Yeah, but I don't know. But I genuinely don't think anything about it.
Well, that's not very nice. Like, you know.
Well, no, I'm genuinely quite happy. But what you're hoping for is for me to break down and
no,
cry.
I don't
and because
think,
I'm not
I
doing
don't
that.
Think you're going to break down and cry. Like, it must have been one of those things where you go, oh my God, like, someone I've spent like years with my life with and know so well.
We didn't make it to years.
Okay. You sat there and must have happened. You can't just sit there, blankly look at a screen and go, oh, that's all right.
I smiled, yeah. Because listen, we haven't been together for a long time.
Okay, wait, everyone just picture Pete on his own looking at a screen and going,
I wasn't on my own. Because I didn't realise. And then someone showed me that I was sat with and I was like, hey? And then...
There we go. That's the thing. As the heart splits in twain.
I think I might have been mid-beer at the time.
Oh, so drunk depression as well. That's horrible.
But, yeah, I can't really remember. But I obviously, they've not been together that long, but...
Well, what do you think about that then, you know? Hey, very long. Is it going to last?
Well, listen... I hope so, yeah.
5 months, it's not very long to get engaged. That could be a fire wedding, you know, and it's like, let's get engaged in Vegas.
No, I hope not, because she's been in long-term relationships before, and I think for her to actually be engaged to someone that quickly, she must really love him. So I'm very, very happy for him.
So basically, the moral of that story is that Pete is devastated that the one that got away, Megan McKenna, will never be his. Unless they get a divorce. I think I'd maybe be invited to Meghan's wedding.
Why?
We're friends.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, so when did she tell you about the news? When was the last time you spoke to her?
About a year ago.
Rubbish.
Yeah, the Pride of Britain Awards.
Because we had to sit on the same table.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, I told her she looked nice.
You're not friends.
She had lovely wet hair. Not wet hair, as you know, that wet look hair. I went, I love your hairstyle. She went, thank you. And I went, would you like come on Staying Relevant? She said, yes.
Yeah.
We should get her on. We should get her on.
All right.
Do you think the fiancé would let her? Because of history.
I don't know him, oh, okay. And I don't know.
Right.
But since you're such good friends, ask her and see how we get.
Shall I text her now?
You can do if you want.
No.
You don't have a number, though.
I do have a number.
So you'll have to DM. No, I don't think you do.
Unless she's changed her phone.
You'll have to Instagram DM her.
Hey, Megan, congrats on the news.
Do you want to come on your ex-boyfriend's podcast?
Right. So, yeah, Megan McKenna.
Carry on, because this feels like an interview today.
Engaged. Yeah, why not? She was your longest, though, right?
As I've said multiple times, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, like, because she was the sort of, you know, the person.
Is Tiff probably your longest, or is
no, Zara's now overtaken
Zara's,
her.
Zara's, overtaken.
Zara's finally overtaken Tiff.
Oh, that's good. So yeah. When do you think you're going to propose to Zara?
I don't know. So we're busy. We're busy people.
Busy people. Peeps.
We're busy bees. Mm. Busy bees. But when I do, you'll be the first to know.
I hope not. I imagine she should probably be the first. Out of everyone. I imagine she's the one you want to let know. You know what I mean? Not me.
Do you think if you were ever to have been close to some marrying someone, it would
have been
Megan?
We're still going with the Megan story from 3 months
ago. Would it have been Megan? That's the last question I have.
No.
No. Who's the closest you'd be married to?
No, I've never been close to being married. I've never even thought about it. I always said that I didn't really want to get married.
Do you now want to get married? Now you're off the booze.
Being drunk wasn't the thing stopping me getting married.
Do you feel like you now want to get married at some time in your life?
I'm not that fast.
Do you want little Peach running around?
You don't have to be married to do that, Sam.
No, that's why
there's a lot of people who aren't married who've got kids, and I feel like you shouldn't.
No, I mean, fine. I'm asking you, like, would you want
little
kids?
Bastards?
Do you want little Pete's little kids?
Well, I don't know. I'm not in that position. I'm not like you, where I've sort of been in a relationship for 3 or 4 years, where you're starting to think about all that sort of stuff. I am still on my own. So it's not really saying
you're not on your own.
It's not even on my radar.
You're not on your own. You have me, and you always will.
Stop wanking your cars.
Sorry.
Do you want kids?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. How many do you think?
3. Theodore?
No.
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 Julian?
No.
Okay. Well, Tarquin? No. I'm joking.
No. No. Do you want kids?
Yes. Little Sebastian?
No, we don't. Okay. I didn't ask for names. Just yes, we'll do.
Max,
fine.
Short for Maximilian,
right?
And Scarlet.
Anyway, are you done on that story?
I'm done on that story. I think we've
Is there anything
enjoyed
else
that.
On that cue card?
No,
that you
but
wanna...
do you know what? I did genuinely think when I saw it, and I genuinely mean this. When I saw it, I went, I wonder how Pete feels.
Weird enough, everyone sort of said that, but
but you have to understand that was the person that you're like remembered for being with.
Yeah, but everyone else remembers it. It was 5 years ago. We were very, very different people then. And since then, we've been really good friends. So it's like, for me, it's like if one of your friends gets engaged, you're like, oh, sweet. You know what I mean? Like, we are so past what that was that it's not like I went, oh, God.
Yeah, but I don't think you're crying into your shoes, but there could be a point where you just go, oh, do you know what? That's
Maybe
really sweet.
I'm just a bit dead inside.
Maybe you are.
I just thought, oh, sweet.
I just imagine Pete on his own going, oh, sweet.
Am I supposed to feel something like
that? I would message her maybe and be like, I just want to say congratulations.
I haven't actually done that. I should have done
Yeah, probably.
Oh, it's a bit late now.
Well, no, it is a bit late now. Because now if you do it, it's like you've been thinking about it. Yeah. So it's like, oh, I'm really having...
I didn't actually fucking think of that.
Yeah, mate, because it's a little bit rude.
But the thing, it was just before I was going away, so I was just busy and then I just completely forgot about it. But that is a really bad, actually. That's a good point.
Maybe take her for a drink.
Well, I don't think that's appropriate.
I'll set up the paps.
Anyway,
so that's something I want to talk to you about. Another thing I want to talk to you about are these Instagram. Well, you've got nothing to fucking say because you've been doing secret things that we can't.
I haven't
talk
had
about.
A chance because you haven't stopped talking today.
Okay, go on.
But no, please crack on. I'm enjoying being interviewed.
I was also going to say I've been looking at your Instagram, obviously as I do as your best friend. You've changed, man. You've changed. The photos you've been putting up with your new best friends are so not you. It's unreal. There's a photo you took where, like, you've covered your face with your hair and you've got, like, you've got your glasses on and it's like, what are you doing?
We were drunk.
Yeah, but I just feel like you've never had that kind of fun with me.
But basically, one of the guys, Matt, that is, like, a big version of me, I don't really know how that came about or what that was about. It was just, like, a drunk photo. I don't have that kind of fun with you because you constantly have your phone in your hands trying to dance and do kind of weird shit. So we don't really get a chance to have normal fun and normal jokes that people do without it being a pre-recorded joke.
I'm looking at your Instagram now. I'm in a hole. Okay. The most beautiful day riding through Germany and into the Austrian Alps. Sometimes you just need to get away and appreciate life. Prayer hands emoji.
Yeah, it was actually a very refreshing experience to be away from all the bullshit that we have here.
Well, also another one. He's done a photo of him swearing at the camera. Middle finger is up. Only 2 days left.
But that's quite a funny one, though, because I tell you why. It's because my management had messaged me saying that I hadn't posted.
Yeah, here we go.
And I had nothing to post, so I literally went and posted it. Just because I had nothing to do. I've not really been on Instagram because I've been away, haven't I? However, you have been absolutely smashing the fucking granny out of Instagram, haven't you?
Enjoyed myself.
As usual, you and Zara doing the usual sort of videos that we've seen 1,000 times. So, last time we had Zara on, and I think the time before that we were talking Nemesis again, and you've changed your Nemesis now, haven't you?
Well, I think I've had to downgrade Nemesis, to be honest.
Oh, that's a bit of a... shade thrown at Barney Walsh there. I feel like downgrade. So you're saying Roman Kemp, Barney Walsh?
I forgot Barney Walsh is my nemesis. I just feel like I need to take a step down from Roman Kemp because...
Oh, and Barney Walsh is a step down. Sam Thompson shades Barney Walsh.
Yeah, but I don't actually think Barney is my nemesis because he doesn't really... I don't know what else... I don't know anything about
him. Well, I can tell you some things about him because, as you say, it's a step down as if he's come out of nowhere. But there's a bidding war between the BBC and ITV.
Oh, God.
He was actually an actor in Casualty and he got sent to Africa for Soccer Aid. Now, you can't even get a game at Soccer Aid.
Neither can you.
I don't want to, Sam.
Oh, that's a lie, Pete. You nearly did the phones.
I nearly did the phones, yes, because I can't play football and I don't want to. I couldn't think of anything fucking worse. So he's actually done an awful lot. He's now presenting a show.
Right.
He's an actor, bidding war between the BBC and ITV. You're still a pillow on After Sun. So
I'm not a pillow, actually. I got given a 60-second roundup.
Yeah, we spoke about that last time, and no one gave a fuck then either. So in what is it, a 45-minute show?
It's a 45-minute show, and I got a 60-second roundup. So
okay, so you're 1/45th of a show.
Yeah.
Excellent. You obviously wanted to be an actor at one point.
No, I got asked, and I said no.
No, well, I'm not entirely sure that that's correct, but you wanted to be an actor and obviously he's done Casualty. How do you think you'd fare in Casualty?
Never even watched Casualty. I don't even know what Casualty is.
Right, I mean, listen, I'm gonna be honest here, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. Guess what Casualty's about.
I have no idea. Casualty, when your feelings gone and you got no harm, it's hard to bear.
That's Steps and that's Tragedy.
A Tragedy.
So Casualty, the show, all right, it's a drama, been running for years. What do you think it's sort of based on? What's the...
Well, Casualty is like a bad thing.
Why is Casualty a bad thing? God, this is not the joke that was supposed to be, but it's actually... I'm actually more happy with this one than I am the original.
I haven't got a fucking clue.
Where do you think it's sort of set?
Casualty. Spain. I'm so confused at what you're doing.
I don't know if this is... If this isn't serious, then I don't know how you've made it to 30 years old.
Why?
Where do you think... The drama series Casualty is set, other than Spain.
Okay, maybe not Spain, but like Birmingham. But I don't get what's going on.
I don't mean location-wise.
Okay.
I mean, sort of, where do you think...
I don't even know where Hollyoaks is set.
No, okay. That's... Oh, fuck me. Casualty is a hospital drama.
How the fuck am I meant to know that's in a hospital?
Casualty!
What?!
Oh, my God. I can't...
No, Casualty's like... There's been a casualty. Like, if someone is...
I don't know what to say. I don't know if...
No, I've never heard that in my life. I just heard A&E. I've never heard a casualty before in my life.
Do they have casualties in sort of Bupa private healthcare? fucking... Mate, I mean, that's just gone... There's nothing else I can say about that. I was going to ask you to maybe do a little bit of role-play acting for me as if you were in
Casualty. Oh, so it's basically in an A... So it basically should be called A&E. Right, OK. So I'll act in A&E.
Which is Casualty.
OK, ready?
Well, hold on.
It's like Scrubs.
Well, hold on. I haven't given you a scenario yet.
Well, I'd like to make my own one up, please.
Well, you can't. Because
here we go. Ready? Oh, my God! There's blood everywhere! Shut up! Calm down! You need to be a fucking force for relaxation. OK, sweet. Bind the leg. Bite down on a piece of wood. Shut up.
Sorry, are you taking someone hostage in Casualty?
Pull your trousers
down. Bind the leg and bite down on a piece of wood.
Inject them. Sedate them. Right, okay, what's happening? They've got a ruptured spleen and a severed kidney stone. Shit, we need to operate. Get down.
Let me just
confirm
this.
That was actually quite good, I'm going to be honest with you.
Was it quite good? So you bound someone's legs, made them bite on a piece of wood... injected them repeatedly and then worked out they had a ruptured spleen and a severated kidney stone. So you're going to operate?
Yeah.
You're the
scalpel.
Whoa. You're the doctor, because I'm not entirely sure. Yeah. You're the doctor.
I'm the lead doctor.
Okay.
And I have.
So you're the surgeon.
I'm the surgeon. I have junior doctors underneath me who are panicking because of the blood, and I'm here going, just relax, everyone. Fuck, man. Like, just fucking stop. His family are outside. We need to make it look like everything's fine.
Yeah. Is there one in particular that you're angry
with? Yeah, fucking Bertie over there. Really being a problem.
Bertie. Yeah. Oh, God, they're all posh as well. Fine.
Can I tell you why I would be a really good actor? Genuinely, because I was playing this game.
I would love you to, because none of us know.
I was playing this exact game, actually, a couple of days
Operation?
Ago. No. So that's a great game. So we were watching, I think it was like EastEnders, because we have it on a little screen in the studio. There was a father and a son in a pub scene. And you could clearly see, like, it was obviously on mute because we were doing the live radio show, but like there was a father and son having like a quite a, like, an intense conversation, and then someone passed him a beer, the bartender passed him a beer, and I watched the acting and went, this is shit. I was like, he literally like turned around and went, no, mate. I was like, that just isn't what you would do if you accept a beer and you're in a stressful conversation. Like, and so I then did my own version of accepting a beer. So okay. I'm with my dad.
So you're having a conversation.
I'm with my dad.
So you're the son, yeah. And you're having a conversation with Big Mike.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Dad, I just don't know what to do. Like, I was stressed. I was worried. I shouldn't have taken a toke of that spliff. Anyway, I just, like, do you know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah, exactly like you just said that the other guy did it. Show me how the guy did it.
He went,
I haven't offered it yet.
So I just feel like, you know, I'm really struggling. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're still locked in the conversation.
Right, okay.
So I bet you feel like a bit of an idiot now, Pete, seeing as I am a very good flipping actor.
I'll be honest with you, you're fucking dog shit. So, staying relevant, I'm going to tell you one little story first before we go on to your big night out. I don't know if you know, and I don't like to talk about it, but I went on a bike tour recently.
Fucking hell.
No, you're going to enjoy this. So I'm in the middle of Budapest, right, at the 120th anniversary of Harley Davidson, and these two guys come running up to me saying, oh my God, we can't believe you're here. We have literally come to the festival to try and find you because we love staying relevant.
Fuck me, we're worldwide. We're global.
This was in the middle of Hungary, in Budapest, at the Puskas Arena.
At the Puskas Arena.
Puskas, not the Puskas Arena. That was where I went in the evening. So yes, these two guys, they were from rugby. They, they were actually genuinely quite excited. So we had some pictures, and they said they love you. They love the podcast. They'd seen that I was going to be riding to Budapest and didn't know if they'd see me, and they'd been trying to find me, and they were actually really lovely lads. So shout out to them two geese. But yeah, so, and they weren't the only people in Hungary and across Europe as well. I went through 9 countries, and I had people in different countries going, I love your podcast.
That honestly makes me want to cry.
An older couple as well in Austria, who, when I say older, I mean they weren't like old. They weren't like sort of like walking corpses. They were about 50-odd, but who I just didn't think would be our target audience. They absolutely love it, and they listen to it together with a cup of tea on a Monday night.
Yes, come on, Ruth. Fill up that tea.
I feel really bad because I met you and your name isn't Ruth, from what I remember. So, not Ruth, but you were absolutely delightful. She did say that I should stop swearing and that you should be less annoying.
Yeah, but see, that's
apparently you scream too much.
Really?
Apparently you're a screamer. And the guy wasn't a big fan of you.
Well, fuck the guy. I don't care about the guy. At least one person's a fan. And I'm happy with that, to be honest. That really has made my day. That has made my day. Mm. We are absolute legends.
It's got to the point, though, where...
we're icons.
Just...
we're celebrities. We are actual podcast celebrities now.
Well, actually, I think... didn't we have the numbers from the podcast show? And ours was one of the most watched talks, apparently.
What?
From the podcast show. So we are making waves in the podcast industry.
Can I?
There are a number of awards every year for different podcasts, and we are nominated for absolutely none.
Are we not?
At the minute, not a thing.
We don't know yet. Don't prematurely say that.
And I'm just going to let you into a little industry secret about how these nominations things work. You have to put yourself forward to be nominated, and you generally have to pay a little fee so that you can get involved in these awards. So what has actually happened is Sam's too tight to put forward.
No, we're going to...
If they don't just pick it out of everyone, basically you have to pay to get recognised.
Isn't there the an audience choice awards? Now, this is the one we could win, because we're not going to win the one where like a panel... Let's just hear me out, Pete. We're not going to win the ones where like the professional panel sit there and judge. We won't win one of like the things. What we might win, and I'm looking straight down the camera now, we might win the Audience Choice Award, because no one else gets to pick that other than you.
Yeah, and the problem I have with that is that, obviously, if that's voted for by the people, there are 100 other podcasts in the chart that have more listeners than us.
No, I think that's a scam.
Yes, when we were near at the top, great, love these podcast charts. Now that we are not, scam.
Yeah, absolutely scam. Don't trust them. Scam. Don't trust them all. We're flying. I don't see Vogue Williams in Hungary with fucking Ben and Jeremy. Do you know what I mean? Like, coming up to Vogue in Hungary. Or Ruth.
Well, no, because I don't think she rides a bike. But I imagine that probably does happen. They just don't talk about it because they've got more interesting things to talk about. But since we don't, I'm bringing it up. I'm just sort of blowing our own trumpet. But
when it comes to it, we are going to do the biggest push ever for the Audience Choice Awards, because that's the one we might even stand a chance. Even if it's a joke win. Even if we win as a joke, like, I'm happy with that. Because I don't even know if we're invited.
But that is the biggest difference between you and I, is that you have built a career on being the joke. And
now we're laughing.
And I'm still not.
Why?
I haven't laughed for a number of years.
Sounds like a very, very disappointing life. Pete, we've actually got to put a best foot forward for this one. Right, look down the fucking camera. Look down the camera and do this properly and sincerely. Repeat after me. We, the hosts of the Staying Relevant podcast.
Sam and I.
Okay, fine. Sam, Pete and I, we...
Sorry, you don't understand this. Why don't you just do it and I'll agree?
Okay, we implore you. We implore you. Do you know how jokes it would be for us to not even be invited to these podcast awards to win the fucking audience choice?
Sam, okay, you...
Listener's choice.
Sam, you need to understand how this works. We have to put ourselves forward to be one of the nominations.
All right.
We can't just win it when people go to... There's five choices or whatever it is. If Staying Relevant isn't one of them, they can't vote for us. So
there you go. You can
just randomly vote for any podcast.
Oh my God, we're going to win. We're going to fucking win. We're going to actually win.
Absolutely not going to happen.
We're going to win. Sam, we're going to win the listener's choices. I feel like I've... You know when you like do a lottery ticket and you're like, I feel it. I can feel it in my bones. We're going to win.
Okay, and how many times have you won the lottery?
Not many times.
Yeah, like, same amount of times as you've won a podcast listener's choice.
Wait, I have a question. What was the figure? We've got the figure of the last one to win. What was it? 200,000. So you go to the britishpodcastawards.com/voting. Please, if we won that, all we need is 203,000 votes. It's not that much. Please, it'd be the most amazing banter. We'd get Pete on stage, he'd have to make a speech, and then I'd be sitting there going, fuck you, Jamie Lang. And I'd be like, fuck you, Spencer and Vogue. It'd be so jokes. I'm a terrible winner. I'd be up there spraying champagne everywhere. I might even moony people.
Okay, so I'm going to be real about this. None of that will happen if he wins. Absolutely not. Sam will get up on stage. It'll probably be, you know, it's just so nice to be recognised for all the work that I've put into the podcast. And, you know, I've wanted to do this for years. And Pete and I have met 6 years ago. And this is what we do
now. What would you say?
And we just, you know, I'll go, cheers, ta-da.
Wouldn't you want to see it? Wouldn't you want to goddamn see it? Because we're going to film it.
We're not even in it, Sam.
We don't know that.
And what's even funnier is the only way that we're going to invite it to these fucking awards is if we actually fucking win it. Because we won't be there to realise that we haven't won it. Because we won't get invited. This is a completely pointless exercise.
It's not. I'm going to make an Instagram video. I'm going to do an Instagram plea.
Well, great. I'm really pleased that
you're going to
be now. Well, obviously, because it's my fucking podcast as well. So, do you want to tell us about your party then?
So, I was invited to the ITV summer party. Pete wasn't.
I just want to point out, I have been to the ITV summer party for the past 9 years. Did they invite all of the furniture or was it just you? Are you a special pillow?
I got invited. I turned up on my Vespa. They had Paps outside. I got photographed and then I looked in the Daily Mail and I wasn't used in it. You know, they had the full lineup. I was like the only person to not make the... There were Love Islanders who got booted out week one who made the Daily Mail cut and I didn't make one photo. And I dressed up. I put chinos on. It was very fun, I've got to say. I went and chilled. I met all of the Love Islanders.
Who did you spend your time with when you were there?
So I spoke to a lot of the Love Islanders, I'm going to be honest with you, because like they were like the people that I wanted to. I was like, oh my God, wow. And so Ek and Sue was there, the whole gang. That was great.
Did you talk about her not being with the geezer?
He was there.
They left together.
Did they? Well, he was kind of like touching her back and stuff. Not in a creepy way, I don't think. But yeah, he was like talking about that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, wow, this is intense. So I was just watching it all unfold, really. Then I spoke to a couple of commissioners.
And then,
because that's what you really go for. You basically go up to them and you be like, look, like, I will do anything for you to give me a job. And we're all doing the same thing. So like everyone who like is in quotations talent who goes to these things, you basically just like a hawk are looking around. And I suppose my staying relevant moment is I followed to the loo.
And how was that? What did you...
I panicked. I walked in after him and then left.
Did anyone else you actually spoke to?
I spoke to the girl who cancelled our reality news show.
Have you got any interesting stories about this? Because it sounds like a
really
good reply. And I'm just looking at the...
Well, you're not even looking at me. You're looking at your phone. You're giving me nothing.
Well, because I'm just looking at all the people that have been pictured who aren't you, and I don't recognise half of them. A lot of Towie there.
Your enemy, your nemesis.
Vanessa Phelps was there. We met her at Buckingham Palace.
I said hello to her. There's a woman who's quite high up there who we actually met at Soho Festival. Do you remember? We all got a little bit drunk that night. And she was like, I can see... Oh, this is brilliant, actually. She goes, I can see you and Pete. Keep doing what you're doing. Daytime TV.
Yeah, that wasn't at Summer House.
That was at the House Festival.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't.
It was.
I'm telling you, it wasn't.
The last time
I had a conversation with her about that was at last year's ITV Summer Party.
No, me and you had a conversation at Snowfest. And she was hammered. And she was basically saying, she reiterated the same thing to me this time. She's like, you and Pete, carry it on, keep going. And I was like, I look at him in the eyes, I will.
So we obviously met her 3 years ago at the Soho House Summer Festival. Then last year at the ITV Summer Party, she said the same thing, just keep going. 3 years on, we are still going and we still aren't working on daytime TV.
She told me we're closer.
Something tells me that's bollocks.
She told me we're closer, though.
Okay. Oh, excellent.
Sidebar of shame.
It's the sidebar of shame.
Yeehaw.
Do you know what is interesting, actually? Sidebar of shame this week. We've got the Barbie thing. Mm. Aren't you supposed to interview people from these films?
Blur, I think, interviewed them this time around.
Oh, because they got the big dogs in for
it. I think they did get the big dogs in for it, yeah.
Would you have liked to have in it? Who's in it?
Ryan the Guzzler Gosling. I call him the Guzzler, yeah.
He's married to the most beautiful woman in the world. Margot Robbie would have been. Have you met her?
No, I haven't, actually. I'd love to.
That would have been a fun one. Yeah. So she's a massive Love Island fan, so she probably knows who you are.
Should we ask her?
Because Ekin Sue, she was absolutely gobsmacked at meeting Ekin Sue. And I know when she met Ian Sterling, she made him record something for her with his voice. Yeah. So she may have actually known who you are. So you could have had a proper in there with Margot Robbie. But obviously they gave that to Fleur because they wanted a professional job done. But that would have been nice. That would have been quite interesting.
That would have been
and
good.
Quite a staying relevant moment, wouldn't it?
But I didn't get it, so.
You haven't interviewed any big A-listers for a while.
I had Harrison Ford a couple of weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. He mugged me off. I was like, I'm a massive fan. He went, oh, you're the one fan. And I didn't understand what he said. And so we just sort of looked at each other for a little bit. And then he sort of reiterated it. And I went, oh.
Why was he in a film? What's he done?
Fucking Indiana Jones.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
And the Dark Not Destiny. Another one.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
Is he bionic
another
now?
One?
How are these? Well, he's not jumping and fucking through tombs.
He did.
Shit.
He was climbing shit. I asked him that. I went, mate, you're right.
Was he fucking?
I actually, do you know what, Pete? I went. I hope you don't find this insulting. But at your age, like the fact that you're doing this kind of stuff, he went, I did find that insulting. And I was like, oh.
Well,
shit.
So what is he like a fucking stand-up stairlift? Like,
he's. I don't know. He's climbing shit.
What is he climbing?
I don't know. And then I asked him what he puts on his face. I was
just
like,
fucking climbing out of a coffin. Basically.
I went, what are you wearing on your face? And he went, skin. And I was like, fuck.
Was it his or is it one of these Hollywood trends?
No, it was his. I think it was his. I was basically asking, like, do you use Nivea? Or, like, what are you using? And he didn't get the...
I once asked Tom Cruise that, actually. Yeah. I said, you've got great skin. What do you use? And he went... Soap and water.
No, you always fucking say it's such a lie.
What a
baby's tears and then placenta.
Hey.
Apparently people are using placenta on their face.
What? People are doing, what, just rubbing placenta on their face? Does it work? Where do I get this? Is there like a black market for placenta? Does it have to be a specific type of placenta?
Well, that has been Staying Relevant. We are back in the building. The Listeners' Choice Awards are coming up.
Well, it's not a great one for us to ask for votes on, is it?
Yeah,
well, we wait until we get a good one and ask for votes.
Well, we can't.
Can we go back and edit the Zara one and ask for votes at the end of that one? Because if people listen to this, they go, well, I'm not voting for that.
Yeah.
Even if you have asked me nicely.
I'm going to ask Greg to vote for Grace Barry's.
Catch us on the socials at Staying Relevant Podcast and catch us on TikTok, Staying Relevant Podcast. YouTube, every Friday it comes out. Just search Staying Relevant Podcast. And it comes out on a Monday. Just fucking watch it and rate and review and do all that shit.
And the Listener's Choice Awards.
So apparently there is a open nomination system for the Listener's Choice Awards. So you can just vote for anything. Sam wants you to vote for us. I don't care. But if you could do that, that would be great. It's britishpodcastawards.com/Listener's Choice. Yes, it's similar to Listeners, but it's Listener's Choice. So if you could do that, that would be great. I'm going to go now because I've had enough.
His voice is gone and he's shivering.
I've actually got to go to a party now and not drink.
It's going to be fun. Yay. Well done, everyone.
Insanity Group. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.